MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 24, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Haunted happening safety a major priority. New apartment complex proposed in Saugus.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll look at some local college hockey news. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny today. Temperatures near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:41 a.m. and 7:59 p.m. With good weather in the forecast this week, crowds in Salem are expected to grow as haunted happenings continues and Halloween is just 1 week away from today. Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller told MSO News that police planning is designed to meet the response needs for the entire city over the month of October.
We expect as many as 100,000 visitors on any individual day during the month of October. Obviously, Halloween itself is a very busy day, and the weekends throughout October can be very, very busy in Salem. What we try to do in the police department is create a separate command to respond to police and public safety incidents downtown Salem, leaving intact the rest of the police department to respond to the rest of Salem. Salem is, the boundaries are much larger than our downtown area. So that way, people who live don't live downtown can still enjoy a regular standard police service. And we have a high degree of responsiveness to the huge crowds we get in the downtown area.
That's Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller. The town of Saugus has been struggling for a long time on what to do with a property at 180 Central Street. Charlie McKenna writes in today's Daily Item that the historic Pranker Mills site may become a 22-unit apartment complex. The fate of the property continues to be under the jurisdiction of both the Planning Board and the Conservation Commission due to wetlands considerations. Newburyport City Councilor at Large Afroz Khan told MSO News on Monday that the upcoming municipal election has garnered a lot of interest as well as participation.
Yeah, no, it's a really great point. You know, and I do want to point out the last time I ran, which was in 2021, we actually were all uncontested. So no one really even had a race. Mm-hmm. So I am exceedingly grateful that people have stepped up. And I do give a lot of credit. Our Mayor Sean Reardon did do a lot of appeals on Instagram, our newspaper, talking to people saying, why don't you guys step up? Why don't you consider running, you know, or being on any boards and commissions? And I do think that really did get a lot of people to pull papers. And so I am, for at large, we have 5 seats and there are 8 people running for 5 seats. And so, yeah, so my time's busy with, going canvassing door to door, getting more yard signs. I did not realize how kind of, you know, banged up my signs were. So I didn't realize I had to order a lot more. And debates. We are doing a lot of debates. In fact, there's one Thursday.
That's Newburyport City Councilor at Large, Afroz Khan. A Newburyport District Court judge has ordered the former owner of Plum Island Grill to repair all damage to the inside of the building caused when he removed personal belongings earlier this month, according to court records. According to the Newburyport Daily News, the order was one of 6 Judge Peter Doyle imposed on Francis Broadbury during an October 11 hearing that extended a restraining order filed against him by former landlord Mike Friary. And the Lanesville Community Center hosted a debate on Friday between Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga and mayoral candidate Dr. Mary Ellen Rose. Both candidates were asked about what they are hearing from residents. Rose spoke of love and fear.
There's one thing that the elements that have come up of what people love is a lot of those exact same things. They love the authenticity and everything pretty much that I mentioned about Gloucester. It either drew them here because they summered here or they felt that sense of community here, and I think that that's really critical. The fears that I hear resonate the same exact thing. They worry that we're losing that sense of community and belonging and that we're just not as invested in one another as we used to be. And I share that concern as well. One of the fears that happens to come up a lot is the fear of development, crowding, our limited resources. People don't want to have to worry about whether or not we have enough water to sustain our needs. And also whether we're losing the generational bond that we've enjoyed all these years because our children aren't able to stay here and continue their lives here. I've heard a lot of worries about that. I do think we need to think of a way to preserve our historical sense of community as well as evolve and develop into what our new community will become.
Dr. Mary Ellen Rose. Meanwhile, Virga said some fears are based on misinformation.
Yes, certainly some apprehension out there. A lot of it, though, is from, you know, some misinformation that goes on out there. You know, when people talk about development, yeah, we do have to keep an eye on it. But when people say things like, we're going to have to build on Burnham's Field, or we're going to sell Dogtown, or we're going to develop Dogtown, or we're going to put sell carbon credits for Dogtown, none of that is on the table, but that gets people worked up when they hear it. You had asked about the 400th. One thing I really enjoy about the 400th is it's the fact that it's the 400th plus, and at every event, there's a land acknowledgement that's read. So we, the descendants of Europeans, have been here for 400 years, but for 10,000 plus years prior to that, were the Native Americans. So I really am grateful that that's part of this educational component of the 400th, that we recognize the natives who were here before us, that we recognize the Africans that were brought here involuntarily. And one of my favorite event for the 400th was the Fisheries Heritage Month. It brought me closer to my grandfather and my great-grandfather who came here from Sicily to fish. They made an honest living out in the sea. And it just reminded me that generational roots have to start somewhere.
Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. The entire debate can be viewed at 1623studios.org and gloucestertimes.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins play the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Meanwhile, the Celtics preseason is over. The regular season starts tomorrow night in New York against the Knicks. Here is Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla.
Great to play. You know, I think, like I said, training camp is a process. Our guys have gotten everything out of our guys that we needed to from a training camp perspective on philosophies and things that we want to get done. And, you know, it's that balance of, like, everybody wants to play really well on opening night, and so doing that, and at the same time knowing it's a long year, and we have to just continue to chop away at it every day.
The Patriots play in Miami Sunday afternoon at 1. The Endicott men's ice hockey team has been ranked number 3 overall in the 2023-24 USCHO preseason poll. It marks the highest national ranking to begin a season in program history. They'll be opening up their season Saturday night in Norwich in Vermont. Over at Salem State, Chris McGinnis, a former player at the school, was named the new ice hockey coach earlier this fall. He replaces Bill O'Neill, who had been on the job for 42 years at Salem State. As a player at Salem State, McGinnis knew right away when he arrived that this is where he wanted to play his college hockey.
You know, when I first stepped on campus here for my recruiting visit, you know, it really felt like home, you know, right away. So, you know, I kind of always tell my players when you go on recruiting trips, you know, you'll get a feeling, you know, whether it's the right place for you or not. So, you know, looking back, you know, just that initial first step on campus, you know, I really got a good feeling. You know, came in there as a player. You know, we had a lot of freshmen on the team my freshman year. And, you know, we struggled a little bit playing against some of those NESCAC teams. But I'd say each year we got better, and you know, my sophomore year we made it to the finals against Norwich, which you know, score wasn't too close in the finals, but you know, just for us to make it that far in that league, you know, was a, you know, big accomplishment.
Chris McGinnis has a plan to recharge the Salem State men's ice hockey program.
Yeah, so we're keeping the same staff as last year. So we have Jimmy Currier and Tom Walsh. You know, Jimmy has been a huge help of mine in the last couple of weeks. You know, he's recruited a lot of these players and has coached here the last 5 years. Jimmy actually came into Salem when I was coaching here. So, you know, we have a relationship that goes back a few years. But, you know, just talking to him the last couple of weeks, you know, we're on the same page, we share the same vision, and, you know, really want to get, you know, this place back to, you know, where it used to be, as the top of, you know, D3 hockey and, you know, very competitive throughout the league.
Salem State will be playing at Suffolk Saturday afternoon. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.